Haha, Clinton Dix. Welcome into the game in Tuscaloosa. I hope you're doing well.
Hey, thank you. How you doing?
Good, good. What's it been like the first couple of weeks being a professional athlete?
Man, it's been crazy, and it's been a lot going on. I'm around a great group of guys, and I'm just loving it.
Let's talk about the atmosphere, because you went to a team that is so rich in tradition. You know, playing for the Crimson Tide, playing for Green Bay, you can almost probably already feel that energy around that program.
Oh, yeah, it's very crazy, man. Coming from Alabama, having those crazy fans that are everywhere you go, who know your face and know your name, and coming here and having the same exact thing. I mean, the only thing here is Green Bay, and back in Alabama, it's nothing but Alabama ball, so it's the same exact thing. So it's very similar.
Absolutely. Haha, Clinton Dix, inside the game here in Tuscaloosa. How long did it take you to embrace the Alabama tradition and the fan base?
Oh, man, it took me about... I wouldn't say it took me long, you know. Like I said, it's a very traditional place. They built that place on pride with all the fans and coaches and just people that have come up before me, and you just got to keep that tradition going.
Did you underestimate before you arrived how crazy this Bama Nation, crazy in a good way, this crazy Alabama fan base, did you underestimate them before you arrived?
Man, I really did. I didn't know it was that crazy. Like I said, the fans are very obnoxious. You know, they're always rooting for you, there for you when you lose, there for you when you win, and I love that a lot about them.
Absolutely. Haha, Clinton Dix, right now inside the game here in Tuscaloosa. What is your best memory of playing under Coach Saban and winning two national titles here in Tuscaloosa?
Man, I would have to say, man, every day I went out on that field in Bryant-Denny Stadium was a memory. You know, playing in front of 102,000 when they were there from the first quarter to the end to the last quarter, it was so amazing. So I have to say every game I played in was amazing to me.
Haha, did you ever feel the pressure of winning at Alabama? In other words, you have to win. 11-2 is a good season, but it's not a great season. Did you ever feel the pressure of winning at Alabama?
No doubt, man. We put in a lot of work, you know. So that's what we breed on is winning that championship, and we want to get that done. It was done before my time, and we want to keep that tradition going. So when you fall short, it kind of hurts you a lot, knowing that a lot of people did it before you, and it can be done, and you have the talent to do it. So when you fall short, it's a little tough, but. We'll be back.
Haha, Clinton Dix. Julio Jones said about 2 weeks ago it was championship or bust at Alabama. That's how they define success. Is that fair?
That's definitely fair. You know, you put in the work, you put in the time, and like he said, it's win or lose, it's hit or miss. You know, and that's what we preach on. You know, that's playing in that championship is a big thing, and it's being that I played in two, and I know what's expected. I know that my team can do it each and every year. So, like I said, it's like a hit and miss.
Who gave you the name Haha?
My grandmother gave it to me as a kid, and it just carried on from there. 3 or 4 years old, she started calling me Haha. Teacher started calling me Haha. Coach Saban loves it, so that's what we went with, Haha.
Haha, Clinton Dix, right now inside the game, a member of the Green Bay Packers and going through, I guess it's called mini camp right now. Is that right? Is correct terminology?
Yeah, it's called mini camp right now, correct.
Is it hot up in Green Bay?
No, not at all. It feels good. It's probably 7 degrees with the wind blowing, and it's like this every day.
How is those familiar faces that you've played with here in Tuscaloosa, like Eddie Lacy, helping you adjust to the NFL?
Oh, it's amazing. Just having him on my side, you know, coming from Alabama and not being reuniting with him here, it's unbelievable. He's showing me the ropes, showing me around town, showing me how to be, where to be at and where not to be at. You know, it's amazing to have him in my corner.
All right, give me the future of Alabama DBs. You had a chance to play with those guys. Break down the secondary in 2014. Who are you expecting good things from?
I'm expecting good things from everybody in that secondary, man. Our twos are just as good as our ones. So from Cyrus Jones to Bradley Silve to Landon Collins, of course. You know, you got Nick Perry, Derek Williams back there with them. And I expect great things from Maurice Smith. I mean, a lot of those guys, are going to step up and do a great job for the Crimson Tide.
Vinny Censuri was on Friday, and he made a statement. I'm going to see if Haha Clinton Dix agrees with this. He told us that Bradley Silve is faster than Amari Cooper. Do you agree with that?
I agree 110%. Bradley Silve is the fastest player we have on the field right now. And actually, they've raced 2 times, and Bradley has come out on top. So, you know, you got to go with Bradley. He's the fastest on the team.
So where is Haha Clinton Dix in that competition?
Well, in the back.
Haha, Clinton Dix. It's a unique conversation, but what do you think Bradley runs a 40-yard dash in? I mean, you have an estimate? I mean, if Amari is at a 4.31 to a 4.35 is where the range is, where is Bradley Silve?
4.3 flat, 4.28. You're going to see some amazing things from him this year, I'm telling you. Watch out for number 3.
All right. I want you to give advice. We don't normally give advice, but you were a first round talent in the NFL. You're playing for Green Bay. It's very rich tradition and program. I want you to look out across the SEC and look at those defensive backs, and you tell them how to tackle Derrick Henry, because you've had a chance to do it in practice. How do you tackle Derrick Henry?
Well, depending on how much you weigh, you better have all your weight down and go at his legs, because if you go high, you're not going to get him down.
Is he a hard guy to tackle?
He's a very hard guy to tackle. He's a very great running back. He's good with his feet, and he's also quick.
So in Oklahoma, that game, you've seen that in practice. We're expecting big things from Derrick Henry. Obviously, T.J. Yeldon as well, but a lot of folks are excited about Derrick Henry in 2014.
Oh, yeah, it's going down. Derrick Henry's going to have a great year.
Position coach Nick Saban, is he worth $7 million a year to be a head coach at Alabama?
If you ask me, he's worth more than that.
What would you pay him?
$10 million a year.
Ha-ha, thank you so much for helping me out here in Tuscaloosa. I know you've got to go back to get ready to train in an afternoon session. Thanks so much for spending 7 or 8 minutes with me here in Tuscaloosa. We've got your teammate on tomorrow, C.J. Mosley. We're going to keep our eye on Green Bay because we know what you gave us in Tuscaloosa. You're going to do the same thing in Green Bay. Ha-ha, thanks so much for helping us out. I hope you have a great afternoon.
Thank you. Roll Tide.